We're in angelology. I'm on page 14. It may be similar to yours, where angels will be judged by the church. Is that on the same page as yours?
13.
Is it 13 in yours? Okay. Capital C, angels will be judged by the church. We're talking about angels are involved in key events in history, and one of these days they'll be judged by the church. 1 Corinthians 6:3 says this: "Know ye not that we shall judge angels?" Think about that for a month. I tell you what, they should be judging us. But we will stand one day and be able to discern and judge angels. Number D, angels were involved in other great events in history, like they witnessed creation. Job 38 says, "Where wast thou, Job, when I laid the foundation of the earth, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" So morning stars and sons of God are expressions that refer to angels. Two, and fallen angels, Satan, was involved in the fall of man. So angels seem to interfere a lot with mankind and with history. So a fallen angel was involved in the fall of man. Angels were involved in keeping sinful man away from the tree of life. Angels, cherubim. Angels were involved in the destruction of Sodom. Angels were involved in giving of the law. Hold on here, I gotta write down some. One thing that's listing there is, might put down their number, I'll just add it in a second, but number five, angels were involved in the giving of the law at the time of Moses. Let's go to Galatians 3:19. John, would you read Galatians 3:19?
Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, so the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hands of mediators.
So it was ordained by angels in the hands of mediator. Who is a mediator?
Moses.
And so when Moses was talking to the bush, there was an angel, and yet the angel said, "Tell them I am hath sent thee." There's no angel named I am. Only Jehovah. So you don't have angelology. You don't have... Oh, why don't you tell me these things?
I do have
angelology. You are one lucky bug. All right.
That's a question up.
No.
Yes. Ordained by angels. What? What event did you refer to there?
The law, the giving of the law in Mount Sinai.
But I don't remember any of them mentioned that passage at all.
It wasn't, but it was. Paul refers to the law was ordained by angels, commanded, declared by angels.
So he's just saying something that's not written in the Old Testament.
No, he's understanding what was happening. You don't have to say it was an angel there. For example, you're putting together several truths. What Barry's asking is, where does it say it was angels? All right. God says, "I will send my angel before you." Doesn't he say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so angels are involved in there. And we know that God himself does not appear to man. He hides himself in the clouds. And yet there was Moses looking into a fiery, into a burning bush. And a voice spoke out of the burning bush. And it says, "I am the Lord. I am that I am." And so Paul says that is an appearance of God, of the voice of God coming out of that, but he came through angels. And is trying to understand it. I don't know if we ever will, not in your particulars. See, I think of an angel as a separate human being, but God can use an appearance of himself as an angel and it still be valid. So I don't fully understand it, and if you do understand it, you are awesome. Let's look at Acts 7:53. I'm sorry, no, Hebrews 2:2. John is gone, so I'm going to ask Youngin. You're reading Hebrews 2:2.
Or is the word...
Hold on. Give us a second to catch up. I'm not that fast. All right, we're in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 2.
"For if the word spoken by angels
angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward.
Or a payback, a reward. So the word spoken by angels was always steadfast, and every transgression, disobedience against them received it. Okay, so how shall we escape if we neglect salvation? If you couldn't neglect the keeping of the law without punishment, how are we going to escape damnation if we neglect and reject grace and reject the word spoken by if we neglect so great salvation? I don't want to put the right words in there, sorry. Okay, so for if the word spoken by angels, still referring to the law, Acts 7:53, back to Francis, Acts 7:53.
Who have received the law by the physicians of angels and of the Stephen.
Okay, so this is Stephen preaching, and he says, verse 51, he says, he's stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have now been betrayers and murderers, who have not received the law, who have received the law by the disposition or the presentation or the preaching, the speaking of angels, and have not kept it. So again, every time it refers to the law being given to us by angels. Explain it? I don't know. Barry, when you teach it one day, you can explain it. I can't.
I was kind of thought, you know, the way like a lot of religions are like founded on an angel appeared to you or whatever.
Right.
And I was thinking before it was different because it's always God himself. Mm. Then if it's like, I don't understand how it was the angels who gave the law. I don't really remember a passage, you know, doesn't it? Specifically says, always the angels.
It's the New Testament that refers to it. And unless, and I know what you're saying, you'd like the Bible to be different. There's enough of it that is different, but they are given by angels. And evidently the other religions are copycatting the Bible.
Yep.
And we can't differentiate it. You wish it was just clear cut, no comparison at all. So we have received the law by the disposition of angels. Number 6, an angel will be involved in the rapture of the church. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Edward, that's you. 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of
archangel,
and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
So an angel is going to be involved in the rapture of the church. We're described several times about different raptures and different angels. One angel collecting everybody and depositing them in Armageddon. Angels are involved in all kinds of different aspects of history. Number 7, angels will be involved in the judgments of the Great Tribulation. They'll be involved in proclaiming the gospel during the Great Tribulation. They'll be involved in the second coming of Christ. And most of the book of Revelation pertains to the time of tribulation, climaxing with the return of Christ to the earth. And angels are mentioned repeatedly throughout this book. There's one more number you can put on there, number 8, which should have been back up there. Number 8 is angels, fallen angels mixed with women in Genesis chapter 6. Now, what I want you to lift from this thing, you need to remember, I'm going to ask you, give me 3 examples when angels have been involved in history. You need to be able to say, they were involved in creation. They were involved at the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember, the 2 angels went in and got Lot and his family out, remember? And then they said, we cannot destroy the city until you're out of here. It doesn't say God will. No, we. All right, angels obviously possess great power. Angels possess great power. A.
What do you think the angels did if it rained fire and brimstone? The angels called it down? Or do you think they actually slew people that were trying to escape? Or they didn't get hit by all that? It's interesting to say that they couldn't destroy it. They just couldn't, you know, call in air support. You don't really wear that or whatever, or give the command. Is that what you mean? I'm curious. Yeah.
You can be curious because I don't know exactly what they did. Okay. I know that, remember the angels blinded everybody. So they couldn't find the door. They couldn't force a way in. So they probably deceived everybody into thinking that they were safe, and so they just stayed in their home and they didn't flee.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Okay. Maybe God redirected a comet or an asteroid or whatever to fall. Maybe it was a volcanic explosion. I don't know. I just think just stuff just started falling out of the sky, just like manna. I mean, you don't find manna in outer space, and then it just comes in a big dough ball every day. So God just created it. Angels possess great power. A, angels are mighty, but they are not almighty. Only God is almighty.
The angels open the column shield of the rusted of the prison.
Once again, the what?
The angels open the door of prison. And Paul and Sheila was arrested.
Yes.
They walked out.
And the angel went in and woke up Peter.
Yeah.
And got him out of there. So you got there's I'm not listing all of them. There are so many. I just want you to give me examples during the, and you can use other examples. That's fantastic. Angels possess great power. B, their power comes from God. They were created with the abilities that they have. They were created with those abilities. They don't develop them. They don't evolve. They were created with ability. C, angels possess great power with certain limitations. Many things they cannot do, like they cannot create things out of nothing. Like they can't create things out of nothing. They cannot do anything unless it is permitted by God. The first two chapters of Job illustrate two things. A, angelic beings have great power, even to the point of killing humans and causing bodily affliction. Man, Job's children died. The servants died. Angels killed. Number B, angelic beings can only do, thankfully, Job teaches us that angelic beings can only do what God allows. They must always submit to God's sovereign rule, if only humans would. D, the power of angels exceeds that of men. 2 Peter 2:11. Barry, that's you. 2 Peter 2:11. After Hebrews.
Go ahead.
Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them of our Lord.
So the context of that is they are greater in power and might, and yet they don't act like humans. We don't, you know, we don't think about what we say. We sometimes accuse and bring railing accusation against people in authority. Angels don't do that. Even though they have greater power, they don't abuse it. Compare Psalm 8, 4, and 5, because when it comes to power, men are certainly lower than angels, according to Romans, Psalms 8. And in Psalm 103, we learn that angels excel in their strength. We don't have to go to those scriptures. We've got a lot to cover in just a little few more minutes. F, one angel terrified Roman soldiers guarding the tomb of Christ. Go to Matthew 28, 2-4, Romeo.
There was a great earthquake, or an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it.
Hmm.
And his countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him and became like a dead man.
So they wow, they just died, right? They didn't die, but they fainted right there. So the angel, one angel terrifies Roman soldiers. And believe me, if you were a Roman soldier, you saw a lot of death. You saw a lot of awful things. But nothing prepared them for facing and seeing this angel. Number F, the entire band of soldiers who tried to arrest Jesus would have been no match for the angelic forces. Look at Matthew 26:53, John.
Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?
So the entire army of soldiers, the empire of soldiers, angels can control elements of nature. They can actually control the wind, the rain, except in Ireland. I don't know. Revelation 7:1, youngin.
All right, so we have an evil angel.
Oh, we have an evil angel, that's it. I love it.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on the tree.
Alright, so holding the blank of the earth, the four winds, the four different directions of winds, that's a lot of control. That something should not blow on the earth. But the wind should not blow on the earth. So, to stop, I don't know, you can try to stop the wind all you want, it's not going to work. You won't stop the wind. But this guy, one angel, is able to do that. Angels can administer judgment. A lot of them. Look down in Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2, Francis. Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2.
And they saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, that bound him 1,000 years.
All right, one angel grabs the devil and throws him into a bottomless pit and locks the door, so he's able to administer judgment. So laid hold on the devil and bound him, how long? 1,000 years. Aye. Angels can bring about the death of a person in accordance with God's will. Acts 12:23, Edward.
Immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
How would you like to die? Wow. Okay, so immediately an angel of the Lord. Actually, it shouldn't be an, it's the angel of the Lord. I don't know how I copied it wrong. The angel of the Lord. Does it say smote him? What does the verse say? 23. Smote him, killed him. I'm looking for my verse. Smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and he gave up the ghost. Alright, or just, okay, so.
You put in an extra he here as well.
And was, yeah, I did put it, that's terrible. When I'm getting busy, sometimes I kind of read the verse and then put my own words to it. All right. Number J, they are, fill in the blank, smarter than men, and that's easy to be. Daniel 9:21 and 22, Barry. Daniel 9:21-22.
You know, it says the angel of the Lord there. Is that referring to Saint Benedict?
I don't fight it. I think that it's the angel of the Lord. And that's supposed to be. That's supposed to be, unless it's, again, one of those things I don't know how to teach. I wish it was clear cut. You know, is that just an angel or is that the Lord Jesus Christ? I take it as, I guess it's the angel of the Lord.
Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblations.
Alright.
And 22. He informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
So he's going to come and teach Daniel. Daniel was one of the wisest men. I know Solomon was the wisest, but Daniel was wise. And an angel comes along and needed to teach him some things. So, their angels are smarter than men. K. They have been made somewhat in the image of God. Personality gives the basic capacity to have fellowship with the person of God. For only real persons, of course, can have fellowship. Holiness in an angel provides the basic requirements to enjoy that fellowship. For two cannot experience fellowship unless they are morally agreed. Hebrews 12:14, Romeo.
Pursue peace with all the people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
Okay, so angels are holy creatures, or else they are not able to be in the presence of God. They're not able to see God. Number three, angels can therefore be said to have been made in the image of God as well, because they're like God. They're holy. They have personality like God. They have all the emotions of God. They are, however, inferior to God. Number one, they're not omnipresent. Omnipresent. Daniel 10:12, Gabriel says, is it Gabriel or Michael? I think it's Michael. The Michael in Daniel 10 said, I was in heaven and the Lord sent me here. So the angels are not omnipresent. They have to go to place to place. Number two, they're not omnipotent. In Jude 9, let's look at Jude in Hebrews. Go to the right, find Jude verse 9. They're not omnipotent or all-powerful. John, you want to read Jude verse 9?
Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee.
I mean, if Michael was so powerful, if he was all powerful, he could have just incinerated the devil right there. But he was not all powerful. Even Michael had to say, the Lord's going to take care of you. And then number three, they are not omniscient. Omniscient, which is all-knowing. They're ignorant about a lot of things. Omniscient. Omniscient. Matthew 24:36 says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. So it's just giving you an understanding. They're still inferior to God. They're superior to men, but they're inferior to God. Next major heading. Angels are not limited by time and space. Their superiority in these areas seems to stem from two things. They are unhindered by a fallen nature. My sinful nature hinders me, stops me. Being unbounded by superiority there comes from them being unbounded by the laws of gravity and time. One time, Samson's parents are talking to an angel, and they have a sacrifice on an altar, and they ignite the sacrifice, and the angel goes up with the flames. I mean, he's not hindered by gravity. Okay, angels are above and independent of the laws of matter, time, and space. There was a locked door. The disciples were inside the upper room. They were terrified. It was the day of the resurrection. And with the door locked, Jesus comes right through the door. So with the characteristics of angels, angels are not stopped by, they're not stopped by physical things. In Acts 12:7, an angel had no problem appearing suddenly in a securely locked prison room. On his way out, the iron gate posed no problem either. In Acts 12, that's what you were referring to, the disciples being let out of prison. And here was Peter being let out of prison. Nothing stopped the angel. In Luke 1, 9 through 11, let's go there. Luke chapter 1.
They don't seem to have to sleep or eat either.
They what?
They don't seem to have to sleep or eat,
They don't
sleep. Sorry,
Daniel,
I'm just having a rest.
That's very good. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I actually have to say something that is a strange implication.
Right.
When is it? Is it in Daniel? Oh, sorry, in Deuteronomy? When Moses said, "Ye did eat angels' food." So maybe they do eat.
Right, right. But like you don't hear them being limited by it,
Yeah. I'm starving, Michael. You take care of that. I'm going to go over here to Burger King.
Like wearing out or something.
I'm famished, yeah. All right, Luke 1, 9, 10, 11. Who just read? Jude 9. That was you, John, wasn't it? Mm. All right. Luke 1, 9, 10, 11.
According to the custom of the priest's office, this lad was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense.
All right. So there appeared, is your fill-in, unto him an angel of the Lord. So angels can appear suddenly at any place on earth whenever God wants them to. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord. Number three, space travel seems to be no problem for angels either. They can travel from God's heaven to earth in no time at all. I don't give you the reference, but it's in Luke chapter 2. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from heaven. Or is it from God? Let's look at Luke chapter...
One twenty-six.
Thank you. That was chapter 2. Yes, 126. Francis, you want to read that?
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God.
From God.
To a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
Okay. So they're able to transfer through time, through space. Was sent from God. In Daniel 9, 20, 21, it took Gabriel about 3 minutes, the time it took for Daniel to utter his prayer, to travel from heaven to earth in response. Because Gabriel says, from the time that you have prayed, I've come. So he's in response. So they're able to transfer and travel great distances, no problem at all. Number C, just some thoughts about how vast our universe is. The nearest star is 93 million miles away. So here's little old Earth. Let's put the Earth right here. Alright. The nearest star, the Sun, is 93 with six zeros after it, 93 million miles away. Our sun is an average-sized star. Our sun's diameter is 860,000 miles. If it were hollow, it could contain a million Earths inside. The next closest star is Alpha Centauri. All right? So we got there. The next star away is Alpha Centauri. Okay, here's the sun. Here's Alpha Centauri. How far away is it? 4.2 light years away. But I should say it actually is much larger than that. I need to give you it in my million of miles, but oh, here it is. 6 trillion. I'm not even going to put zeros there because it doesn't matter. When you see so many zeros, you can't comprehend it. 6 trillion miles to the nearest star besides our sun. Okay? A light year is the distance light travels in a year, which is nearly 6 trillion times 4. That's 24, let's say 25 trillion miles. Let's put it that way. 25 trillion miles away. light can reach the moon in less than 2 seconds. Light from the sun takes 8 minutes. Light from Alpha Centauri takes 4.5 years to get to us. To help visualize this, if the sun were the size of a dot above the letter I, the nearest star would be a dot 10 miles away. And other stars would be microscopic dots hundreds of thousands of miles away. So, if I have a dot here that's our sun, the nearest star is how far away if our star was this size? 10 miles away. The next to the next dot. From that distance to the next stars is hundreds and thousands of miles away. To the next star, if our sun was this high. You think we're ever going to go and visit another star? Do you not in your wildest dreams, guys. Our galaxy and all the other galaxies are located in what God calls the second heaven, that's space. And the Milky Way is a star system that contains about 200 billion stars. Our sun is located at the outer edge of the Milky Way. I don't have my diagram in here. I'm sorry I didn't print it. The Milky Way is about 80,000 light years in diameter, but less than only 10,000 light years thick. The nearest neighboring galaxy is 150 light years away. It's called one of our sister galaxies, or a satellite galaxy called the Magellan Clouds. Hundreds of other galaxies have been revealed by telescopes, including the orbiting Hubble telescope. It's estimated there may be 200 billion or more galaxies in our universe. So for an angel to travel to the Earth from the third heaven involves a kind of travel that mankind knows nothing of. To travel these distances, man never will, but an angel travels to Earth in no time at all. What does that imply? Alright, another dimension. That's the only way it can happen. Angels are not traveling distances like we think. Alright? They actually are here, and they're into our dimension. And then they're out of our dimension, into this 3D world. That's the only way to try to understand it, whether that's exactly true or not. I know that they're traveling some distance, but it's just unfathomable. God made this universe so big, it ought to make us just throw up our hands and say, He's an awesome, big God. We got to stop. Yes, sir.
Yeah, can angels be at more than one place at a time?
No.
No.
No. You have to have... they are, I'm going to use some physical terms, they are localized, just like you are. You're here, you're not in Cove, all right? And angels are the same. They're not two different places at one time. So God uses lots of angels. Okay? Any other questions? This stuff just vroom, just goes over our head, I know. But it just gives you maybe a new look in your Bible. All of a sudden you'll start noticing the times that angels appear. Now, some religions, did you notice how some religions use angels a lot? Whereas when you're reading your Bible, the angels are just barely there, aren't they? You're reading along and you see an angel at the tomb, but you don't care about the angel. You care about the fact that it's an empty tomb. There are angels helping Jesus when he's been fasting and he's battled with the devil. Right after that, angels come and minister to him. But they're not big. They're not important. You see an angel in the form of a fire at night and a cloud by day, but you're not focused on the angel. You're focused on the cloud. You're focused on the fire. You're focused on the way that that pillar of fire moves behind them and protects them from Pharaoh's army while they're at the Red Sea. You're not focused on the angel aspect of it. You're focused on the effect. Throughout your Bible, as you read, angels are almost you're almost unaware of them. And yet now when you're reading your Bible, you'll notice angels. An angel here, an angel there. Wow. But they kind of always are kind of like in a play. You have people performing the play, but there are people who are working the backdrops and the screens and the moving of props and the microphones. All of that's going on, but they're not in the forefront. Jesus is. Paul is. Daniel is. The empty tomb. Those are the main things that you'll notice. But now, maybe when you're reading your Bible, you might notice, there's another angel, and there's an angel. They're in the background. Whereas other religions make big deal out of angels. All right, let's stand. I know you're tired. We've done a lot today. All right, good. Edward, pray for us, please.
Father, we just want to thank you for the opportunity given us to be here today and listen to your word. And we surrender everything to you, Lord. Continue to be there for us all and encourage us with wisdom to understand what is being said to us here today. And we pray for other members of the Bible Baptist Church, whatever their needs may be, Lord. You are the only one that can fulfill that need. And we pray that so be it with you yourself, according to your will. And as we live here today, continue to guide us in the right path. And we'll come back tomorrow to hear your words. And I pray that you give the preacher your wisdom to lead the flock as well. And be with his family and each and every member of the Bible Baptist Church and by the calling in Jesus' name. Pray.
Amen. There will be an exam ready next week in angelology. All right. Yeah. All right. So just review and prepare, and we will survive.